Hello, this is Kid Clit. Welcome to the Pussy Centipede. We haven't had a new episode in over a week. I'm going to be honest with you. After recording last week's episode, I came down with a bad cough. So I went to the clinic to get checked out. And they ran some tests. And unfortunately, I tested positive for the AIDS. And man. So, I need your support more than ever. If you want to become a supporter of the Pussy Centipede, it won't just be supporting this podcast. It'll be supporting my healing and supporting my recovery from AIDS. Alright, let the episode begin. I'm Kid Clit. So, Bobby Trendy, he had flown to Columbus, Ohio with Slizzard Snake to his stepfather's apartment after his stepfather committed suicide, and he found an old sci-fi paperback in a box. It was called Cum Wars, and his stepfather had written it under a pseudonym. Now Bobby Trendy, he started searching around the town, trying to find out anyone who knew his stepfather when he was a young sci-fi writer. And Slithers walked around the city, and he met this guy who said he knew it. He was a sci-fi paperback producer, and his name was Wispy Waspers, but he only smoked in whispers. So Bobby Trendy couldn't understand him, but since Snake's talking a hiss and whispery language, Slithers talked to him instead, and he was like, "Hey, my name is Slithers the Snake. What do you know about Bobby Trendy's stepfather?" "Well," said Wispy Waspers, "I know that he came to LA with a dream of becoming a famous screenwriter, but then he like totally failed or something. I don't know. Doesn't tell me anything," said Slithers. And then Bobby Trendy was like, "What the fuck are you two whispering about? Shut the fuck up." And then Bobby Trendy, he grabbed Wispy Waspers and started choking him. And Wispy Waspers started whisper choking and was like, and then he died. And then Bobby Trendy was like, "Fuck it, Slithers. I really don't give a fuck about what happened to my stepdad. Let's just go back to Cincinnati, all right? And we're going to find Doctor of Kitties, and we're going to stop him from building the Pussy Centipede. And we're going to build a Pussy Centipede, all right?
All right. Whatever you want, Bobby Trendy. I don't care about your stepdad. All I care about is you. Okay?
What are you talking about, Slithers?
To be honest, Bobby Trendy, the reason I came to find you and tell you about Doctor of Kitties is because I've been in love with you ever since I first saw you on the Anna Nicole Smith show."
"What? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm gay. I don't have sex with snakes, okay? We can be friends, but that's about it."
"Are you friend-zoning me?"
"I'm not fucking friend-zoning you. Having sex with snakes is illegal, you fucking piece of shit. All right?"
And then Bobby Trendy and Slithers, they took an Uber to the airport, and they got a flight from Columbus to Cincinnati. Meanwhile, in Ashton Kutcher's backyard, he was playing with his puppies, and he was like, "Oh my God, I love these puppies so much. I haven't been this happy since I first got hired to replace Charlie Sheen on 2 1/2 Men. And then Mila Kunis came out, and she was in a bikini, and she, like, was happy, too. And she was like, "I'm happy for you, Ashton Kutcher!" And then, little did Ashton Kutcher know, in the bushes. He was being watched by Paul Joseph Watson, and Paul Joseph Watson had a chloroform bottle and a rag, and he was like, I'm going to get these puppies now and bring them back so me and Doctor of Kitties can begin on our puppy centipede. And then Paul Joseph Watson, he snuck out of the bushes and he dipped that rag in chloroform and he put it over Ashton Kutcher's mouth. And then Ashton Kutcher passed out. Sorry, it's an AIDS cough. And then Paul Joseph Watson, he took the puppies and stuffed them in a sack and threw it over his shoulder. And all the puppies were yipping and they were like, yip, 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 puppy, puppy, pop, 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 pop. And then Paul Joseph Watson snuck out through the bushes and he was like, shut the fuck up, you puppies. Pretty soon your mouth will be sewn to an os and you'll never be able to puppy bark at me again. Let's get you back to Doctor of Kitties' house post-haste. And then Dr. Kitties, like, opened the door, and he's like, meow, 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 Paul Joseph Watson, I had my meow, 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 meow doubts about you, but you came through, you really did come through, meow, 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 and then Dr. Kitties closed the door behind him. And him and Paul Joseph Watson went with a sack of puppies down to Dr. Kitties' basement to his laboratory, where they were ready to begin work on their puppy centipede. Then on Bobby Trendy's flight, he took a Valium and passed out. And when he woke up, the pilot was like, "We have now landed in Cincinnati. Get ready to be aboard. Thank you for choosing Flight Airlines. We know you have a choice and who you can fly with." And then Bobby Trendy was like, "Shut up, pilot. I need to get off the fucking plane right now." And then he looked over in the seat next to him where Slithers was. And Slithers was asleep. And Bobby Trendy was like, "Slithers, wake up, you piece of shit. We need to get the fuck off the plane now." But Slithers wasn't moving. And Bobby Trendy starts shaking his snake body, and blood ran out of his mouth. And then a razor fell out of his snake arm, and a suicide note. And Bobby Trendy picked the note up. "Bobby Trendy, the only thing I ever cared about was you. I didn't believe in God. I became an atheist the day I saw your face pop up on the TV screen. That day, you became my whole world, and nothing else would ever matter. The only thing I ever wanted was for you to stick your dick into my snake pussy and make me come. When you told me that bestiality was illegal, I knew that my world had been destroyed. I could no longer go on living, not without your dick in my pussy. Sorry. I hope you find Doctor of Kitties, and you kill him, and you become the first person to ever build a pussy centipede. Goodbye, friend."
This is fucking bullshit. He fucking owed me $5. Anyway, fuck this. I'm gonna get off the plane and find that piece of shit cat and make sure he doesn't totally copy my pussy centipede idea.
Alright. This is Kid Clit. This concludes the newest episode of the Pussy Centipede. Sorry if it sounds sick today, man, but I told you I have AIDS. Alright, man. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to share it on social media, man. Alright, bye.